what is biportal surgery and will I need a biportal surgery? You see, our surgery starts generally on one side because we are able to reach most of the causes of pain from one side. Sometimes the problem is situated exactly in the midline, and then it can also be very large herniation. Then it may be very difficult to reach it just by one-sided approach because you're not able to visualize and work with your instruments very properly because of the size and the location of the herniation. In which case, we put our scope from one side and we may put our instruments from the other side. But mind you, both-sided approach is again stitchless and under local anesthesia. So there is no more problem or there is no more morbidity than what is seen with single-side approach. Sometimes biportal approach is also needed in foraminoplasty because the changes because of advanced age are present on both sides and one-sided approach may not relieve it totally. So if the problem locationally is and intensity-wise severe, we may consider a biportal approach.